Funding for this program has been provided in part by the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on Swashbucklers of Tyrone Power. Errol Flynn was Hollywood's reigning swashbuckler of the 1930s and 40s. Flynn was under contract at Warner Brothers. Over at 20th Century Fox, Tyrone Power was the historical adventurer of choice. As music director at Fox, Alfred Newman, who composed fluently and prolifically in just about every genre, scored most of Power's major films. Captain from Castile, from 1947, was one of Power's most opulent vehicles. Based on the novel of Samuel Shellabarger, Power plays Pedro de Vargas, who escapes persecution at the hands of the Inquisition and joins Hernan Cortes in the conquest of Mexico. Also starring Gene Peters and Cesar Romero as Cortes, and featuring a real-life erupting volcano. Here's some of Alfred Newman's music from Captain from Castile.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from the 1947 film Captain from Castile. The march, known as Conquest, went on to become one of the composer's greatest hits. We've heard Alfred Newman conducting his own music. We turn next to the 1942 film The Black Swan, with Tyrone Power, Maureen O'Hara, and Laird Craigor as Henry Morgan. Also, if you ever wanted to see George Sanders in a red beard, then this is the movie for you. This time, the source material is the novel by Raphael Sabatini, who also created Captain Blood, The Seahawk, and Scaramouche. Again, the score is by Alfred Newman, and the composer conducts from the film's original elements.
Thank you.
Music from The Black Swan, Tyrone Power Vehicle from 1942, Alfred Newman conducting his own music from the film's original elements. We're focusing on historical adventures of Tyrone Power this week, all of them scored by Alfred Newman. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. The Mark of Zorro is the film which solidified Power's reputation as 20th Century Fox's resident swashbuckler. In its way, this 1940 remake manages to match the delights of the Douglas Fairbanks 1920 original, which was one of the silent era's most thrilling adventures. Again, Alfred Newman wrote the score. This time, we hear the City of Prague Philharmonic, conducted by Nick Rain.
Thank you.
music from the 1940 version of The Mark of Zorro. The Tyrone Power classic, the City of Prague Philharmonic, was conducted by Nick Rain. Finally this week, we turn to the 1949 film Prince of Foxes. As with Captain from Castile, the story is drawn from a novel by Samuel Shellabarger. This time the setting is the Italian Renaissance. Orson Welles is Cesare Borgia. An oddly cast Everett Sloan appears as an assassin. Sloan was a veteran of Welles' Mercury Theater. And of course, Tyrone Power is the lead. Here's Alfred Newman to conduct his 20th Century Fox Studio Orchestra in Prince of Foxes.
We'll be right back.
Music from the 1949 film Prince of Foxes. Yet another costume picture starring Tyrone Power. Alfred Newman conducting the 20th Century Fox Studio Orchestra, of which he served as music director for 20 years. And with that music for Prince of Foxes, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. A selection of Alfred Newman's music for Swashbucklers, starring Tyrone Power. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Support for this program has been provided in part by the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by listeners just like you. If you enjoy film music, help keep it on the air. Head over to our website at wwfm.org and click on donate/renew. Thank you for becoming a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network. To learn more about Picture Perfect and my other musical activities, check out my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.